The saying, all politics are local, has taken on new meaning this holiday season for commentator Bailey White.
Every Christmas season, this little town decorates the town center, and motorists pay $5 to drive around and admire the Christmas lights. All the money is used to buy more lights for the next season's display, so over the years it has become quite a spectacle. A cute little old elf-like man in a tiny red and white house on a flatbed truck in the courthouse square collects the money, and off you go into a winter wonderland of twinkling lights, swans a-swimming, geese a-laying, plywood ladies and gentlemen in Victorian garb, reindeer flying jerkily through the air, and many, many Santas. Santa in his toy shop, Santa in a sleigh, Santa going down the chimney, and because this is a farming community, Santa on a tractor. For the past couple of years, one whole block has been patriotic, with flags made of strings of red lights for stripes and blue and white twinkling lights for stars. Lest anyone get confused by all this, towards the end of the ride, an elaborate string of light stretched between two trees spells out the words, Jesus is the reason for the season. And beside the library, there is a manger scene with a spotlight trained on Joseph and Mary and the plywood shepherds with their familiar, amiable faces. This was all going along merrily, merrily, when several people noticed not long after Thanksgiving that one of the plywood wise men looked a lot like Osama bin Laden. The word quickly spread, and soon people were coming from miles away and lining up long before dark to pay their $5 and drive around and around over and over again just to get one more look at Osama bin Laden slouching towards the library on his jigsawed camel. The town was divided on what to do about it. Some wanted to get rid of Osama. It's wrong that people are paying all that money and not for the right reason. Jesus is the reason for the season, they said. They wanted to order off after a replacement wise man. Others disagreed. Christmas illuminations has become a beloved tradition, they said. We need all the money we can get to buy more lights for next year. Someone opined that the real wise men probably did look more like Osama bin Laden than like these Troy Donahue wise men you see everywhere, but nobody wanted to hear that. They went back and forth about it until it was too late to order another wise man, even by next day air. Christmas is almost here. One morning, the Christmas Illuminations Committee had a long meeting behind closed doors, and that night when the cars lined up and the lights came on and people drove around and around looking for Osama, he was gone. There was just a chipmunk where he used to be, and when you ask the little elf-like man in the red and white house counting the money, he says, "Oh, they took that wise man out because his camel was the wrong color." That is the official word on the subject.
Bailey White lives in southern Georgia.